Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
There are certain myths that we can't live without. A good myth is not necessarily an idea that is false. Rather, it tends to give groups of people a certain sense of purpose and direction. These myths are true in the sense that they might be a temporal expression of a larger, greater purpose. For example, manifest destiny. There are also false myths that cut us off from life. They're perpetuated by a desire for things to be true, but mostly they're inaccurate. The world is flat was a myth that needed to die because it was false. Being false, it kept us in the dark, creating false fears and perpetuating ignorance. Sailors were therefore often afraid to sail beyond the known waters for fear they would literally fall off the edge of the earth. The myth of white supremacy is one that might have given comfort to certain folk who happen to be white, but it's a myth that has caused a lot of harm through the ages and in recent months. This statement, is it a good myth or bad? Marijuana is a harmless drug. Well, there are more harmful drugs in plentiful supply today, heroin, other opioids, cocaine, and perhaps the worst, methamphetamines. But just because the gorilla next door is only 300 pounds in a world where 500-pound gorillas exist doesn't mean the 300-pounder can't hurt you. So why all this fuss about cannabis? Marijuana, after all, is rapidly on its way towards becoming legalized all over the U.S. I was glad to see the Times Standard run an article on the deleterious effects of marijuana usage, especially daily chronic usage. The piece was titled, "Smoking Strong Cannabis Daily Raises Psychosis Risks, Study Finds." Opening line is this, "Smoking high-potency marijuana every day could increase the chances of developing psychosis by nearly 5 times. That's not 5%, that's 500%. Note also, the article said psychosis. Psychosis is a serious mental illness. I mean, Freud and others said we're all at least a bit neurotic. But psychosis, that means very serious mental illness, like schizophrenia, psychotic depression. It includes delusions, hallucinations, a very hindered ability to live in connection to reality. These I would not wish on anyone, even my worst enemy. Now, I'm glad the Times Standard had the courage to publish this article because marijuana has received a lot of good press in Humboldt, but this is not an isolated study. For years, there have been mounting evidence that chronic, especially early and frequent marijuana use can have severe effects upon the brain. For example, New England Journal of Medicine Journal Watch, January 2015, says, "Would you use marijuana if you knew this? Chronic use has long-term adverse effects on brain structure and function." I don't know about you, but I would not risk falling into a state of psychosis for all the tea in China. And I don't think our teens and others should use cannabis without fully knowing the risks. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.